The Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, GPHA, has awarded a $400,000 contract to Louise Berger for the design and study of a four-lane dual carriage road to link the Tema Port to the motorway. This forms part of measures to ease traffic congestion on the two main roads leading to the Tema Port. The acting director of GPHA, Captain James Owusu-Kranti, said this at a news conference to explain two major developments at the Tema Port. Here's a report by Patricia Chi.
The two major developments at the port include valid bids for the expansion of the port and the award of contract for the design of access roads to the Tema Port. Captain Owusu-Kranti said as the GPHA embarks on the planned expansion of the Tema Port, access to the port has become critical to its efficient operation. He said the only two access roads to the Tema Port through the motorway and the Tema General Hospital have become inadequate to cope with the port traffic volumes. He said Mrs. Louise Berger, scheduled to commence work next month, has already gone through public procurement for the selection of consultants from December 2012 until the award of consultant services. Captain Owusu-Kranti stated that it is expected that dedicated and highly efficient roadways will be developed under the program to facilitate the movement of cargo and people through the Tema Port cluster.
As GPHA embarks on the planned expansion of Tema Port, we note that access to the port has become very critical to its efficient operation. The only two access routes to Tema Port through the motorway and Tema General Hospital have become too inadequate to cope with port traffic volumes. Accordingly, after a successful public tender, GPHA has awarded the contract to Mrs. Louise Berger to study and design an alternate four-lane dual carriageway dedicated to link Tema Port and the motorway.
He also explained that GPHA last Tuesday received seven valid offers for the proposed expansion of the Tema Port, including a Ghanaian company and others from China, Belgium, Switzerland, Netherlands and Portugal. He said the bid values ranged from $489 million to about $10 billion, depending on the phasing arrangement selected by the bidder. Captain Owusu-Kranti said the development is planned to be undertaken in five phases.
Seven valid bid offers were received out of the 19 pre-qualified. The bid values range from $489 million to over $2 billion, depending on the phasing arrangement selected by the bidder. And now, if we can see what the phases are. The development is planned to be done in five phases, and that is why the range between $489 million to $2 billion. Phase one would provide the main basic port infrastructure, that is the breakwater dredging to adequate depths and key wall foundation trenches. GPHA intends to develop at least five new beds under the phase one. This will consist of two container beds, two multi-purpose and railroad, and one dedicated to passenger and cruise vessels. Phases 2, 3, and 4 would add up more container and food/fruit terminals to the cluster. For phase 5, it will target the oil rig market along the West Coast, African coast. This provides an opportunity for the future in terms of oil and gas explorations and prospects on the side of this globe.
Acting Director of the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Captain James Owusu-Kranti, ending Patricia Chase's report.